Oh, good afternoon, Audio Boo. It's about 20 to 5 now on Thursday afternoon, and it's been a pretty intense day. This morning had my first kind of real serious class on my bachelor degree. And the class today was the philosophy of science, and we're going to be doing that for pretty much the rest of the semester. Very, very interesting but intense subject. Came away from the lesson today with my head bulging with different ideas and thoughts about it. And of course, you know, talking with some of the other students, some of them kind of felt it was a bit of a weird subject to have as part of e-concept development. Whereas I think, you know, what they were talking about was they couldn't quite make the connection from it to multimedia design, because a lot of the people in class are people who had done multimedia design either like me just before the summer or earlier. But you know, I can certainly see when it comes to, you know, doing things like usability or figuring out why you should be doing stuff online, you know, having that kind of thinking, that kind of philosophical thinking behind it, especially to do with science, of course, really I think will help you examine a lot about why you should be doing stuff and go a lot deeper into why. So very fascinating morning, lots of discussions after class, and then I had to run out and drive kind of to the edge of Aarhus, an area kind of Skibu is called. The hospital is here, and then somewhere kind of beyond that is this conference center called Kierkegaard. I can't say it particularly well. Strange enough, I haven't been to this conference center for a very long time. It turns out my wife's uncle, who very sadly died of cancer some years ago, actually used to be the caretaker here. And then I remembered when I arrived that his wife Nina, because him and his wife Nina both worked here at the same time, and I realized that Nina still works here. So I kind of managed to find where she was today, and we said hello. But at the same time, a little bit strange for me coming out here for the first time and really remembering and seeing the house. I mean, they had a house out here, right next to the conference centre. So seeing the house where they used to live, Nina doesn't live there anymore. She's moved away. I think that would be a bit much. It must be very hard for her to work here, as it is, I think. She's probably learned to cope with it, having worked here for some time with her husband, who's no longer with us. But certainly, probably, I would imagine, too much to stay in the house. So she actually doesn't live here anymore. She lives in another area of Aarhus. But yeah, so kind of mixed feelings when I arrived today, realizing that this was the place where, you know, I came to celebrate birthday parties, and we had some family functions here, all with my uncle. I mean, he's my uncle-in-law, but you know, he's my uncle. And then, you know, when we found out that he actually had cancer, seeing kind of the process of that, and kind of seeing this fantastic guy just deteriorate, to the point where, yeah, sadly he didn't beat it. So it's kind of bringing some of all that back, having been here today and when I arrived today. But the reason I'm out here is because I was doing a talk about social media, useful social media for teachers, because there's been a conference here today with teachers, and I was asked to come out and do a half an hour presentation to them about how maybe they could actually do some useful things using social media. And I actually managed to set it up and stream it live on YouTube. I was very nervous about that, Not because I didn't think the technology would really work, but more because I was a bit worried about whether or not they had a good internet connection. And of course, you know, when you're setting these things up to do them in front of a group of people, things always tend to go wrong. But it actually went really smoothly. I managed to set up the Hangout and broadcast it live. I haven't watched the video back yet, but a couple of people have sent me tweets saying that they watched it live and they really enjoyed it. So that's I'm really pleased about that. The Google Hangouts feature, I mean, I spoke about a lot of different, I spoke about some of my experiences with social media, but the one thing I tried to introduce them to was a few tools that I think they would find useful. Twitter, Facebook, spoke about those because they're the biggies, how they could actually use those, and some solid examples of how they have been used. But also sites like Listly. I spoke about Listly. And that's not one that, you know, it's growing, but, you know, it's not one that loads and loads of people know about. And it was really great to see that as I spoke about Listly and spoke about how it could be used, I could see actually a lot of people noting it down. So that was really, really great. So hopefully today, after today, Listly is going to get at least two or three more users after today, because I really think it is a fantastic resource or a fantastic tool to actually put together resources. But then, of course, I moved on to... I spoke about Audioboo as well, but I spoke about Google Plus. I really played it down at first. That was kind of my... It was intentional. So talking about it as kind of just another version of Facebook, really, without all the nonsense. But then kind of going into the Google Hangouts feature and just what a game changer that is. And also the live on air feature, which I've used today. And I didn't actually tell them it was live on air until I started talking about it. And then I revealed it to them. I said, we're actually live on air on YouTube right now. And the reaction was, I think, a little bit surprised. And I kind of turned the camera around to show the audience a little bit. But what was great was, you know, I was talking about that towards the end of the session, and then I finished the session. And then afterwards, suddenly a whole crowd of guys just came around me as you know, it was tight, you know, it was the end of the day, and the day's conference had finished a few minutes after I finished talking. A group of guys just immediately all came up because I had my Mac there and I had some webcams and stuff all set up to do the live thing. And they all came streaming out asking me how they do it and how they can set it up. And so then I just showed them and I clicked broadcast, and there's an extra little video where I'm talking to a few of the guys about how they can actually set up their own Google Hangouts and stream them live on air. You know, what a game changer of a feature it really is. I mean, you know, I recently had a lot of trouble with Skype, and I had to, my account got shut down by Skype because it had been hacked, and Skype was very unhelpful in trying to get it back up again. And I'd actually decided then that I didn't want to use Skype anymore. But then, for a couple of reasons, I had some kind of people that I'm, communicating with who actually only use Skype, so I kind of had to re-sign up for Skype, and I've actually used it a couple of times. But you know, Google Hangouts really is, you know, Skype is defunct now as far as I'm concerned. I'll use it probably just because I know people I know use it, some people I know use it, and some people, some clients, so to speak, use it. But over a long period of time now, I'm going to try and, as much as I can, to switch people I know over to Google Hangouts, because it really is very, very powerful. Being able to record things live, I think, is... there's something about it. There's something... I talk a lot about... in some of my other workshops, I talk a lot about doing these things in a very seamless way. So not having to, you know, for example, shooting a little video and then spending time editing it. Of course, there are occasions when we want to do that. But there's something very, very seamless about just being able to hit record and have a discussion. Or, you know, hit record and maybe live stream and have a discussion. And know that when you press stop, it's just going to be there. It's going to be live. You know, it's live and then it's just going to be there, saved. You don't have to worry about uploading it or anything like that. Just this idea of making that kind of content creation so seamless, I think is something that a lot of services will be wanting to emulate from now on. And Google Hangouts and Google Live on Air has led the way. Really, really has. Arguably, I suppose you could say Spreaker maybe have got there first because they have a live feature on their site. But I think the ease of use of Google Hangouts, Google Live on Air, for all kinds of things, is a real game changer. And I know it's a feature that I'm going to be using an awful lot. I've already been asked to video a guest lecturer next Tuesday. Funnily enough, it's actually someone I know who's coming in to guest lecture at the school. And they asked me to video it. And the first thing I said is, well, why should we video it? I could broadcast it live on YouTube. And the look on the faces was, really? Let's do it. So I'm going to be doing that on Tuesday. That'll be in Danish. So I'll send out the URL and everything. And those, you know, I know a lot of Danes on Twitter and Facebook. So can certainly send out the URL for it there, and hopefully it's something that can enjoy. I think what I need to do, I'm going to set up a channel for the school, live lectures from Aarhus Business Academy, and then I'm actually going to start, you know, doing the same. Guest lecturers that come in, we're going to stream it live on YouTube. That's just what's going to happen. But also lectures like we had today, startup lectures. We had a startup lecture today. With philosophy of science, fascinating lecture, and I kept thinking I should be recording this. You know, so those kind of startup lectures in the beginning of a semester, I think, would be great to record or to stream live. And then, of course, they're saved and they become there. You know, they stay there for people to enjoy later on. All right, I'm kind of on nervous energy now. I'm really tired and I've got to drive home and I've got to pick up my daughter on the way, and so I'm going to go. But that's kind of my day. It's been an intense day, really intense class, philosophy of science, and then coming out here and doing the talk to all these people and the nervousness of streaming it live and stuff. But it all went really, really well, and I hope those who tuned in got something out of it too. It's all about making useful content. And certainly that's my view from now on, just making a concerted effort to be useful.